Hey, good morning. Good morning. I thought we'd try something a little different today. So what we're going to have is questions to ask myself. Okay. So let's take that deep breath and rest back in what is real. And the realness being that there is no person here to be speaking, and that there is no person there to be listening. There is but one presence, consciousness, yourself, your being. That is all that is present. So let us, for our moments together, be empty. Just empty of giving attention to thoughts. And empty of all the concepts and opinions we may be holding to. Just let them go. And rest in no thing. And we're leaving what we call our memories, and we're leaving what we call our concepts, and we're leaving what we call our beliefs. Just letting go. Empty. Empty about future projections. As we breathe and follow our breath, we also release the illusion of today. There's no today, no tomorrow. There is just being. And we leave the idea of now. And we leave opinions and conditioned beliefs. We rest in emptiness. We rest back in the stillness that is the self, our own being. So I thought today that we would take up some pointings to review or go over some things and have a conversation about some of these things. Okay, so we can all participate in our talk today. Now, what we'll be looking at are questions that we can take up in our time of pondering and in our time of reflecting. When you just sit in the stillness for a few minutes, just for that purpose, paying attention to the moment, to yourself. Now, these questions, and these may not be the only ones, but this is an activity that we all need to be doing in our daily devotion. Okay? And that is to sit in the silence and ask of your true self, of your being the questions. Because the only real answers are the ones that are already within yourself. So we ask them of that which has the answers. There is no one that can give you truth. There is no one that can give you the reality that you are already awake. And that you already are the presence of pure consciousness. But you will discover that as you take that time, you take that devotion to be with yourself. So take a breath. And follow the breath flowing in and watch as that breath flows out. It's a peaceful rhythm. We're just relaxing and letting go. And as you follow another breath, make the acknowledgement that you are opening the heart and you are opening the mind as you follow the breath. I am open to the truth of my being. I am open to the reality that I am the one pure presence. I am open of heart and mind. Follow the breath and just acknowledge that all the wisdom I may ever seek or need is already within me. Follow another breath. Just let the body relax. Let the mind relax. So, as we take up this devotion, let us recognize that spending time with your being, giving pure loving attention to your being in this way, can help you to see if or what you may still be holding as a belief. Things that you might see more clearly. So, I would like us to start off with number one. So the question here, am I still whole looking to achieve or to attain something spiritually? Am I still looking to achieve or to attain something spiritually? Okay. And then if the answer is yes, just recognize what is it I'm still looking for. Sometimes in our beginning stages, we have wonderful feelings in our meditation or wonderful feelings in sitting in the silence. And sometimes we hold on to that and would like to have it again and again. So look. Is there something there that I'm looking to achieve or to attain? Just a minute. Who would like to go first? Did someone have something that they're still looking for? Come on. We've been together a long time now. This is clearing out the basement. I'm going to clear out this subconscious stuff that you may not be taking time to look at or to look for. Anybody, what did you find?
I will.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. Yes, please.
And I am thrilled to be here, I want to just say first.
Thank you. Thank you for
being here. And I love that I was led down this very interesting to run
Okay.
Because I feel like what I've been helped to understand with him and the fact that he arrived as one of my teachers at this time
okay.
is so apparent to me, and I bow to it every day because the guy is just awesome. And he's caused me to wake up to a few things, like the way I'm dissolving away, right? What he calls the human concepts.
Right.
That really woke me up. I was like, where in my life am I only seeing human concepts? And that's pretty darn easy. I feel bad. So the understanding that I have is that's a good thing because you don't want to feel like that. So stop it. And it's in me.
Yes.
It's in me, right?
Yes.
Well, when you're, and those human concepts are pretty sticky.
Well,
So
it's in your belief system. Yes.
I'm sorry. So the message
your
to me is, well, why don't you just sit down and go to God and let it clear away those human concepts? But I have to be present with it. And I get it.
Yes.
You know, it's how much time are you willing to literally love yourself free from whatever it is you're anchored to, correct?
It is loving yourself, and
right?
it is seeing those attachments.
Right. I want them glaring.
You have to see them.
Yes.
Questioning time in the silence can
Right.
help to see what's still
Oh,
being
yeah.
held on to, what belief systems are still active. And oftentimes they are rather hidden in the subconscious,
right.
and we're not aware of them. They take place with we get programmed in the subconscious without even our knowledge that that's what's going on. So when we ask these questions, am I still looking to achieve something
Right. Right.
on this spiritual path? I
Exactly.
have to look at that because that is a question that the seeker needs to ask so that they can stop seeking.
Exactly. It's such
Yeah.
a freedom
Yeah.
from a false perception. And I could turn to, you know, Mary, I could turn around and look that way, right?
Yeah.
Which we do very often, you know, carry around the past with us, weighing us down. And until I turn around and go, oh, look at that, I can then say, I no longer need you. I have gotten the message I needed to wake up to, and I have had some very wonderful aha moments of the things that I didn't realize, and I certainly want to realize them so I can turn to them and let them go. Like, I realized recently that I'm carrying around a human concept of myself as not being this creation from a divine, loving creator that adores me, instead of feeling like there's something wrong with me, right? I get
Well,
that human concept because it was given to me,
yeah.
right?
Yes, it was given to you. And the thing also of seeing, the clear seeing, is that there is nothing that created you. That oneness that is my own
Right.
being. I am that.
That's
I am that.
where I would, if I could stop you there, and I don't want to take up your time because my soul is like such a, I have a bigger awareness of that, and I'm finally getting it and sitting down with it instead of running around out there looking for it. It's kind of silly, don't you think? Oh, it's been right
When you
beside me,
see
and I was running all
it,
around,
yes. When
right?
you see it,
Until I
yes.
see it,
Yeah.
and
When you
I'm
see
open.
it.
And then, would you agree that for me, at least this is what I feel, my, you know, when my butt, I finally listen and I go, okay, and I sit down instead of being pulled all around. And that's been the way the whole entire time. You mean as simple as that? I just have to sit here? We don't believe it, Mary. We think it has to be like a sledgehammer. I said, no, it doesn't. You know, Joel says that, and I love the way you are clearing it up to be able to say to myself every day those two things then. What am I still wanting, right? At all, really?
Well, that's the one question we're working with right now. We're going to go on to some other questions.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I appreciate
that
your
was the
time.
first one I wanted you guys to take a look at. Am I still looking to achieve or attain something?
Achieve or attain. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
So
so glad I'm on this call. That was a direct message from my soul.
Okay. All right. So this was the first one, and I'm asking if there is still that sense of seeking that I need to read another book. I want to listen to something so that I can. I need to attain my awakening. I need to attain. So, anybody else out there working with that one? Okay. Well, let's go try number two. Have I recognized that I am already here? I am already present. Have I recognized I am already present? I am here. The other side of that would be, and if you don't feel that you are here, why not? What keeps you from acknowledging or accepting that I am already the pure presence? Okay. Number two, the question is, am I already here? Am I acknowledging I am the pure presence? I'll give you some hints. With this one, being God, when we hear that for the first time, it can throw that human concept of ourselves into a dither, so to speak. And we hold against ourselves the activities and the actions that the body mind was active in our growing, in our maturing, in our becoming an adult, and the things that we did and the things we didn't do and the things we should have done and we didn't. We hold those against ourselves. And that in holding them against ourselves, we come as an unworthiness. Because the question, how can I be God? And the thinking that I is a person, a separate identity. So we're going to hold that. No, I'm not worthy enough to be that. I did this and I did that, and I allowed this to happen, and I should have been more of this or should have been more than that. So when we come to number two down here in the sub-basement of the subconsciousness, what is the energy down there in regards to, I am already here. I am in this moment as the body takes a breath, the very pure presence of God. Am I already here? Have I accepted that?
Well, for me, Mary, I find that's a very big one to chew on, I have to admit.
Okay.
I often question that and ponder it.
But if you feel that you're not already present, why? What are the feelings? What are the thoughts? What comes up when you sit in the silence?
Well, you've already mentioned it, that I look at the outward progression, the outward progress, and I see I'm not measuring up. So I find it very difficult to, what's the word I'm looking for? Be that, right? I
Okay.
guess all my life I've been programmed in terms of separateness, right? There's, like
Right.
the
Yeah.
big God up there, and I ain't nowhere near that, So I'm still working on it. It makes sense to me. I just need to work on it more, I believe, percolating,
Well,
as it were.
okay, let's take that now. Okay. The words, I need to work on it. Okay, that is mind generated. And it's generated from that belief in being a person. The quest, the challenge there would be, is God not present? Is there for some reason where God is not present in this specific little area? Or where is consciousness not present in this little 2x2 or whatever that this body space, this body occupies? For some reason, is consciousness not present there?
Well, it's omnipresent, so it has to be here.
Exactly. It has to be. It has to be. It cannot be otherwise. So mind is saying, but you're not there.
Yeah,
I'm
that's probably accurate.
the Okay, we're trying to shake a little things loose here. So, omnipresence is present, but a thought is saying, but you're not there. Okay, then where are you? If you're not there yet, where are you?
I don't know. I guess standing outside of that, which is an impossibility.
Right. So again, that would be just a thought saying, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I mean, what else is saying it? Is omnipresence saying it that I'm not there?
No.
No, okay. So then what is saying it?
I guess it's just, you're right, it's my mind. I'm believing the thoughts that are being generated out of the miasma there.
Yes, you are. Okay, next question. Do I have to believe those thoughts?
No, I guess I don't.
Okay. Now, next question. If they're only thoughts and I do not have to believe them, why do I still believe that I'm not here?
Well, I believe I'm here. I just don't.
I mean
Well,
present,
I
past.
guess I guess I think that the real presence would demonstrate perfection.
Okay.
Well, I'm just rewording the same thing I said earlier. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. Because who's going to define what perfection is?
Right.
Can your mind define divine perfection?
No, I can't claim to know the mind of God.
Okay, then would that be a thought or a belief that you might want to let go of?
Well, I certainly want to let go of it, but it seems to be sticking around.
It's only sticking around because you keep believing in it
And entertaining it too, no
and
doubt.
entertaining it with your attention. Okay. So those are the questions that are the things when they rise up that we give a challenge to. Just like we just now did, we give it a challenge.
Well, I believe I've started, thanks to you actually pointing all that stuff out to me. But it
To
just
put,
hasn't rang that bell yet or something. I don't know the proper words here, but.
you have to give up any concepts about what it feels like to be awakened. Everybody,
I painted a
you
picture of what it
have
should
to
be, I
let them
think.
go because the mind that you are using, okay, doesn't know who you are. So you have to stop using that mind for a while. The mind is meant to be your instrument. It's never been meant to define who you are. It can't. Okay. So this is where you begin to challenge those thoughts and you turn, take that turning. And you begin using the mind instead of allowing mind to use you.
Good. Good, that's
So
good.
when the thoughts come up, when I'm asking you, beloved, you are present now, and you want to re come back and say, but no, I'm not. That's the challenge. That why am I not present? I'm consciousness. I'm pure awareness. Why would I not be present? And when you begin to question mind or challenge mind, you will see how quickly it subdues, how quickly it becomes still. But it will not do that without you leading the way. It will
Okay.
not. It will continue to play. It'll play the game of separation. So you could say, don't believe any thought that rises to your attention. Be still. And what is to be is going to be without you interjecting. In interjection of thoughts and beliefs. You already are what you are. This is why so many will say, stop seeking. What are you looking for? You are already present. Some will say, well, I don't feel that. And again, that's mind speaking. What does it tell me what it's supposed to feel like?
Right. I
But
have no clue.
mind can't say, because mind is not present where you are. So mind cannot say.
Thank you.
Welcome. Anyone else on that one? Am I already here? Is it pretty similar if you're feeling you're not here? I would imagine it's pretty common because we believe that the person that we are was not a very loving and kind person all the time. So we all have that same similar belief system going in that regard. All right, you ready for number three?
Excuse me, Mary.
Yes.
Can I just ask a question about that?
Sure.
So, what I'm allowing, what I'm aware of now is that in actuality, I put my hand on my heart to help me to realize that this is a lifeline that's never not here, ever, right? But I can feel that it's not present. That's when I'll fall prey to the negative thinking, right? And then it's to put my hand on my heart again to connect and say, no, that's not true about you. If a thought causes me to feel, sure, I'm in this predicament because you know what? I'm really not that smart. Has been a belief that I'm aware of now. And I want it to be aware because that's not true.
Okay, did you have a
And then when I
question
put
on
my
that?
hand on my heart, then the ability for me to hear the accuracy of me. Don't believe that. That's not true. You're a divine being, right? And we
Right.
have been layered up. We've been layered up with all those
Did you,
false perceptions.
but did you have a question on the number two? Did you have a question there?
I just want to make sure I understood it right, that, there's no way that
You're already present.
and so is God with me.
God is not with you. God is you.
Is God
You
just
is
there?
God. God cannot be with you. God is you.
Is me. That's
You are God.
the harder thing.
You are God presence.
Right.
You're pure conscious awareness.
And like you said, well, then we would look at where I am and go, well, then I know that I'm here, but I want to be there because I have a what I think is a wonderful desire. And then the diminishment comes in like, you're never going to get there, right?
Right,
And then
that's
you
what we were
believe
saying, but it's the belief system that you're holding, and the
it.
questions will help you see that. This is what we're going through. So the
Right?
questions
So
are gonna,
it's really just questioning, questioning, questioning it.
well, it's questioning it and challenging some of the thoughts that come. Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Right.
All right. All
Okay.
right. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Here we go. Anybody else on number two? Okay. Number three. Do I still hope to have a mystical experience? Do I hope to have a mystical experience? And If you do, what is it supposed to be like? Now, some, okay, give you some more here. Some hold the concept or the belief that their awakening is going to be a mystical experience. And they are hoping for that. Is that going on with anyone here today?
Guilty as charged.
Okay, love. All right, then the question is, what is a mystical experience supposed to be like? Can you describe it? Since you're
Well,
hoping for it,
I've heard that it's different for everyone.
what awakening?
Yeah, that experience of I always I'm still thinking in black and white. I'm thinking
It's okay.
on or off kind of thing, right? You
Oh, that.
know. Probably I got it from Joel or something. He wants to make that click, you know, and I guess I'm waiting for the click or something. I don't know.
Stop, stop. Yeah, stop. Don't wait for the click because you'll be waiting forever. Okay?
Yeah,
So
starting to get that
don't wait. Don't give this to mind because that is mind talking. Mind says there's supposed to be a mystical experience. Mind says there's supposed to be a click. You don't even know what the click is. If you don't know what the click is, then you wouldn't even know if it happened or not.
yeah,
So
probably true.
don't let mind play with you like that.
I take regular beatings, apparently.
So what you are is already awake. It has never been asleep. It's not asleep now. It is present right where you think something else is. So the only thing that, from my experience, that I can relay that seems to take place is, I remember it was just a lot of laughter at the insanity of the old beliefs. And there's a lot of laughter. So it's not a mystery nor a mystical experience. If you can understand that the idea of person or person is never going to awaken, that is not what wakes up. Gary does not wake up. Peggy does not wake up. Mary does not wake up. Kate does not wake up. The person does not wake up. You come into a clear seeing of the fallacy of the person. That's it. You come into a clear seeing of the fallacy of the person. Let's see. It's like you took a blouse or a shirt out of the closet in the dark, and you thought it was a dark blue shirt, right? And you go around. It's a dark blue shirt. It's a dark blue shirt. It's a dark blue shirt. I'm wearing a dark blue shirt. And then you step into a light, and that light is cast upon that cover. And you look again. And you say, oh my goodness. It's actually very light and white. And the laughter comes when you recognize, damn, It never was blue to begin with. It was always white. It was never blue. And I remember when that burst up in me, all I could do was laugh. That's all that took place, was a lot of just laughter. Could have been a little dancing too, but I don't remember the dancing. I just remember a lot of joyful laughter. And that is what the awakening, if you must have an awakening, is like. It is, damn, I was never married to begin with. I've never been married. I've always been what I've always been before there was even a concept of Mary. I've always been that. Now, I can say I might not know that intimately and deeply, but that's what I am. Whatever that is, whatever God is, whatever pure consciousness is, that's what I am. I'm not the person. I'm not the blue shirt. I've never been a blue shirt.
I think I understand what you're saying.
And that's the clear seeing. Okay? It's not about attaining an awakening. It's not about getting something that you don't already have. It's about seeing very clearly that you've always been what you weren't seeing clearly. So you don't even have to try to get rid of the person. You don't have to try to get rid of duality. You don't have to try to get rid of a concept or a belief in separation. It's all about clear seeing. It was never the truth to begin with. Separation has never been the truth. Okay.
Thanks again, Mary.
You're welcome, my love. So, anyway.
Mary?
Ah, good morning. Good morning. Yes.
For me, pure consciousness felt always like a sort of nothing, a sort of just being. And always when you said something that pure consciousness or that the being is, I don't know, light, love, joy, and whatever, I couldn't relate to that because my pure consciousness did never feel like joy or, I always, for me, the joy and love is something that belongs to a person and not to a pure consciousness. And so this is maybe a question I have, because for me, pure consciousness is just pure and no content, no, I don't know, nothing to feel or something.
Okay. Well, love is not a content. Okay. Love, if you will, is the essence of consciousness. Okay. If, when you bring it down to what you're calling human terms, like I feel love for you are still in that place that there is separation, and I over here am loving you over there. Okay. Consciousness is the essence of love and joy and happiness itself. That is the essence. That's it. That's what consciousness is. Okay. We call it conscious. Just this one term, but it is the essence of the light and the joy and the happiness. Now you step that down a little bit and you step it down into a vibration of separation. Okay. So now you don't really have this unconditional love anymore. You have a me loving a you. So it's already at that point an adulterated love. So the
It's
love
not.
that is your being is of the essence of love. And that is where comes in living as the very presence of love in harmony with all things, from a grain of sand to the cosmos. Loving, being love is not loving something, it's being love. And in that is your oneness, is your compassion, and is your unconditional acceptance of all life. That's not a possibility within the human conceptual framework because that framework is based on separation. And there will always be in mind or in that concept that I just can't love them. I just can't forgive them. There will always, because that's part of the belief system of separation. So there can't be a fullness of unconditional love. That comes when you have released that, the concept of being person, when you've released that and you are living as the very presence of love itself.
Well, I just wanted to mention it because I didn't mean loving someone or feeling joy for a certain thing or something, but I meant the essence. And
That's
usually,
you.
yeah, but usually I don't feel this essence when
But
you,
who
when we are
doesn't
talking.
feel it? Who doesn't feel it? Who is not feeling it?
The I that I am cannot say there is anything to be felt. It's just empty. I feel more or less empty when there is consciousness alone. Yeah.
Who feels empty? Who is the I that feels empty?
It's the same I that doesn't feel love and joy and lightness.
Okay. But if your very essence is love, light, and happiness, and it's not being felt, or it's not being recognized, then what is causing that to not be recognized?
Yeah, that's the question. I'm really interested because, yeah. For me, I know the state of opening and of love and things like that, but I don't recognize my pure consciousness as pure love, pure joy. It's a really a question.
Well, you don't have a consciousness for you to recognize. You are consciousness. So there's still something there that's standing aside and looking at consciousness and saying, I don't feel this from my consciousness. Well, there's only one consciousness. My consciousness and your consciousness is the same consciousness. And I feel very joyful and happy and free. I experience that more than feel it. I experience it. So, what's the difference between the experience here and the experience there? Could it be that there is still a person there?
Well, it certainly must be, otherwise I would experience it. So,
So then, how to experience it? What is the one thing that keeps you from the experience? There's only one thing.
I guess it must be any so, some sort of thought. I cannot think of anything else, but yeah.
Okay, so for your homework, to spend the time in the heart, do the little meditation to get quiet and to get still, and then ask the self about a barrier. What keeps me from experiencing myself? What keeps me from experiencing myself? Or better yet, what keeps the self that is present from experiencing the self that is present? You can't have an Inga there trying to feel or experience the presence that is present. Inga has to go. Okay. So we do this by sitting in that silence and recognizing what can keep myself from experiencing myself. The answer will always be nothing. And then, but why? And these are the challenges, but why is it nothing? Mind will come back, you know, but why is it nothing? Nothing can keep you from experiencing what is, except one thing. And that would be the belief that you are not it.
Okay, that's very tricky.
No, not tricky. Okay. If over here we have the concepts, the belief patterns and systems of being a separate person, and that separate person is attempting to understand consciousness with its limited finite mind, trying to understand the vastness of its own being, that's not going to happen. That separate identity has to be seen clearly as non-reality and allowed to just fade away. While you keep your attention on you, you with a capital Y, when the thoughts come, I'm not experiencing myself. That's your red flag. Okay, right? That's the red flag, guys. Everybody knows that. When that temptation is brought to you to act as a person trying to know itself that is not person, okay, then you have to sit quietly and recognize who you are. I am that presence already. You say, well, mind will say, but you're not feeling it. You're not experiencing it. And you respond with, that's okay. It's okay. I am still what I am. I cannot be otherwise. I cannot be other. It doesn't matter what the mind is saying at that point. You have to get to that place where you stop believing the thoughts because those thoughts are living your life and those thoughts are the cause of all suffering. Those temptations, once they are believed, are the cause of your suffering. And the beliefs that you have to feel it rather than be it, let that belief system go as well. You have to clear the house, the basement. We have to clear that out. And there's no room in that basement for a person. There is only room for what you are. Okay. So it's about clear seeing, and it is about at every turn to acknowledge who you are rather than cave in to the old belief systems. Is everybody on that page? Everybody with me there?
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. All right, let's take up number four. I think we have time for one more. Number four. How long is long enough to wait before accepting who I already am? How long is long enough to wait before accepting who I already am? How long is long enough?
Too long.
How long is long enough to wait before accepting who I already am? Yeah, that could also mean how long before I commit to the devotion of knowing myself totally, completely, and wholly before all else. How long before I give that devotion? How long before I give the devotion to look at it, every thought that would tempt me to believe I'm not what I am? How long? Okay, anybody here? How long is long enough? Does someone have a length of time that's long enough to wait?
Hi, Mary, it's Peggy.
Hello, good morning, love.
Good morning. It's a great question, and it's also, for myself, it took what it took. It took watching my mind go on these crazy chases and to finally want to would ever get quiet, the peace that passes understanding would come. And it's good. That's what it took from me, right? So it took from me to repeat the kindergarten grade for many, many years, and finally deciding I don't want to do this anymore. I don't have to do this anymore. I can see the temptation of, what I think I need or who I think I am. I can see those desires and, again, the red flag.
Very good.
Stop. Say, no, not doing it. I'm complete here. I've always been who I am. Always.
Exactly.
Even
Exactly.
before conception, I was always pure being.
Yes.
I can put on that costume, that Halloween costume, pretend to be all these things and feel deep lack, sorrow, regret, ego. The ego usually
Nope.
has a time with
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And now it becomes kind of like a cartoon joke, right? The end.
Yeah.
Take all that stuff off and just rest and just pure be. And not take as long the next time because I know I'm going to pick up that substance, whatever it is. It can be anything, thought, idea, performance, whatever. But time goes on, the length of time before the insanity of this ego mind thinking, and then the finally stopping. Again, the red flag. I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to think this, and I don't want to do this,
Right.
right? Because I'm making a mockery out of who I am,
So, yes, there is no law that says you have to believe in thoughts. Did you know that?
I didn't.
There isn't. No law. So, anyone else on number four? How long is long enough? Realization doesn't have to take years and years and years. Realization happens just in an instant. It's like when the light hit that shirt in that instant, in that instant, it was never blue. I was never Mary. And that light hits the shirt as we spend time in the stillness and the silence and in that contemplation and in that reflection on who we are and in keeping our attention on ourself and the withinness of our being. Okay. And that is where your knowledge is. That is where your wisdom is. It's already within you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't actually have to read anything to know of it. You don't have to listen to anything to know of it. It's already within you. Go there, which is be still. Go there. What you are seeking is waiting for your discovery. Okay. So awakening is not something that the person is ever going to attain. When the person is released, you will find that there has never been anything nor anyone there to be asleep. All right. Okay, does anyone have a question? So I'm going to leave you with, it's all about clear seeing. It's about seeing the fallacy of thoughts or separations and about just letting them go. Every time the temptation rises, you see it clearly and you let it be. And in this way, you release the old beliefs that you may still be holding on to. And recognize that we do not suffer from thoughts. There is no thought that will ever rise to your awareness that can cause you suffering. You suffer from your belief in the thought that rises, not from the thought. Okay. In this way, any thought can rise to your awareness without disturbing your peace. As long as you've released the belief in it. Okay. All right. So I guess we'll call this one complete. And let us pray. Most beloved, you are my being, and I thank you for this glorious day. I thank you for the beauty and the peace that fills me. I thank you for the abundance of everything needed. And I thank you that all is well, and that I trust the life that I am. Amen. Namaste.